Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are kind of in red, and the corn market is a little bit on the softer side. Still, it's rather interesting. Beans kind of floating both sides of the close, but it's kind of interesting. If you look at the dollar, yes, it was down 65 points earlier today, taking back everything it put on yesterday, but now it's only down about 35, 37 points. We don't think the dollar is going to have too much hesitation here against the 100 mark. Maybe it pulls back a little bit, but eventually we think we're going through that 100 mark with some decisiveness. Now, all that said, export sales of soybeans are running 5% over the five-year average. Export sales of corn are running 0.4% over the five-year average. And export sales of wheat are running 3% over the five-year average, while soy meal sales are running 7% over the five-year average. My take on that is the dollar for the last 5 years has been very low. In fact, we made our bottom in there, and we had congestion for several years. And yet, even with the huge rally that we have seen, nearly 20 points, or a 22,000-point move in the dollar, our sales are up. Is it really that the attitude is that the grains are going to have trouble with sales due to the high dollar? I don't think so. I think the attitude is we better buy today because it's going to get more expensive tomorrow. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.